Porter, live from Edinburgh Fringe on Today FM.
It's Al Porter here, live. I'm with you until 2:30 this afternoon. I am broadcasting to you from Scotland. We're at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, and joining us in studio, a bit of a fluke of an interview, and I say this with all, you know, with all niceness and sincerity, I don't think we'd be able to get this man if we didn't just bump into him drinking outside my venue, and the fact that we have a bit of a common link in the same producer for our shows. It is none other than Dave Johns, hey. Ladies and gentlemen. Hey, how's it going?
I'm all right, mate. It's good to be here. Yeah.
Well, it's great to see you.
Yeah, yeah. It's cool, isn't it? I'm having a good time in Edinburgh. Sunny.
It is sunny. Your show is going really well. iFilm, sir.
Yeah, the show is going unbelievably well. I mean, you know, I'm getting full houses every night.
Except for the mic issue last night.
Yes, we did have a little bit of a mic. Well, both mics went down, so I had to sort of, like, you know, go into the crowd. And but that's the stand-up coming out, you know.
Well,
what
there
I mean?
You go, you know, that's the spontaneity.
All those sort of crazy nights with Stag and Hen nights, sometimes you pull it out.
Yeah, crazy. Yeah. And you see, because you're, what, 30 years doing stand-up comedy?
30 years, yeah, no, don't remind me. And the one thing I've learned every time, I've been coming to Edinburgh since 1991, and the one thing I've noticed about Edinburgh every year is the post does just get bigger.
That's
the only thing. The posters just get bigger and bigger and bigger. And
I know
bigger.
Sure, Craig Hill is on buses this year.
It's unbelievable.
With the same poster he's had for the last 10 years.
And what happens with all the posters, they just all become white noise after a while.
I know.
There's so many of them.
I know. And they all look the same. It doesn't matter how good your show is. Everybody apparently has 5 stars and is the next best thing.
Yeah. There's loads of geniuses, I've noticed.
Yeah.
I'm amazed how many geniuses are on one place. I'm surprised we haven't sort of, like, if we stopped doing comedy for a night, I reckon we could sort of sort out all the world's ills and all the you know, diseases and
we
everything.
Could cure cancer if we just
everything.
Stopped
yeah,
doing
the geniuses I've seen.
The free
yeah.
fringe.
I know.
Now, for those of us who are listening at home who are going, got to kind of recognise the voice, but Dave Johns, is that's a name that's kind of familiar to me, or who is that? So the movie I, Daniel Blake is how you came to everybody's attention. Yeah. And that's the Ken Loach movie. And if you just want to tell us a little bit about that, because it was hugely successful. Pandora at Cannes,
BAFTA.
The BAFTA.
It's won 28 awards worldwide.
It's incredible.
It's gone crazy. Yeah, and basically, worldwide, really, you know what I mean? It's gone, I'm in America, you know, I'm having producers going, hey, I saw that guy you represent, Dave Johns, on a flight to LA. I love him. Does he want to be in Godzilla 2? I go, yeah, all right. No, what happened was I was a stand-up comic, and basically a friend of mine, I did some plays up in Edinburgh.
Yeah.
First one I've ever done, and it was crazy because a producer mate said, go and Ken Loach is looking for a guy your age, why don't you get in touch with the casting?
So was they kind of put out a casting call?
Yeah, and I didn't know
thing.
Anything
yeah.
about it, so he gave me the casting director's details. So after about 2 days I just texted her, and when the film won the BAFTA,
yeah,
in the BAFTAs, she said, I've still got your text you sent me from 2 years ago.
Oh, brilliant.
Do you want to see it? Now, you've got to understand, Al, that this is the most important text I've ever spent in my life. This changed my life. And I read it and it said, hi, my name is Dave Johns. I'm a 59-year-old stand-up comic. I hear Ken Loach is looking for a bloke my age to be in his new film. I'd be up for that.
And that was it, just so casual.
Yeah, and then I got called in, did some auditions, did some castings with different actresses. After about 3 or 4 castings, he phoned me up and said, will you be in the film? And,
oh my
and,
God.
And, you know, just being in a Ken Loach film.
Yeah.
And none of us knew when we were making it what impact it would have, you know?
Oh, but that's brilliant. Imagine just sending that text. Imagine you didn't.
Well, you know what comics are like. So I just went, oh God, I'm not going to get that.
And I know,
went,
yeah.
Oh, right. And I just texted that, you know, and I'd be up for it, you know?
And so the movie, I mean, that was, it's kind of like, you know, it's for the working people. It's the underdog, you know?
I think what it's done is it's especially, well, even in Europe, people have said to me, this sort of thing's happening in our country. It's about austerity. It's about basically that, you know, it's changed the narrative, especially in the UK, that people who are disabled and need you know, benefits, or people who are unemployed or anything like that, are somehow all scroungers. They've painted everybody with the same brush. They've turned the working classes fight against themselves.
Oh no, absolutely. Sure, we saw that Margaret Thatcher show last night, you know, the Queen of Game Shows. She splits the audience down the middle into strivers and skivers.
Strivers and skivers. And what happens is, in that narrative has been played out with things like Benefit Street on TV, and people think, you know, so it's easy to cut that sort of budget when people are thinking, oh, people are just skiving. And what it's done is it's really showed that especially the system in England, it's failing, you know?
No, it's an important it's an important film, and even at home we're having that argument. So at home at the moment, our Taoiseach, or our Prime Minister, Leo Varadkar, had this huge campaign about, you know, I'm for the people who get up early in the morning and go to work and work hard, and, you know, and all about social welfare fraud. And, you know, he it kind of demonises the working people.
Fraud in the UK, social security fraud is less than 1%. It's like 0.7%. People think it's 15%.
Oh, people think it's everybody.
Oh, yeah, and what happens is, it's that narrative that they say that if you're not successful, if your poverty is your own fault.
Yeah, it's a meritocracy. You should have worked harder.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't have the skills. You know, in Britain, social housing is like you know, we got, oh, there's loads of homeless people. Well, build some social housing.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
You know? I know. Yeah? But you, I mean, nobody can accuse you of not working hard. You started out as a brickie, and then 30 years in the stand-up comedy business.
Yeah, and now I've made 3 more films which come out next year.
It's amazing.
I've been working with all these amazing actors, and I just, every day I just stand going, how did I get here? You know what I mean?
You met Steven Spielberg, didn't you?
I did, yeah. I was in Cannes basically, what it is, I think working class people, they either deal with things in 2 ways when they're in a difficult situation. They just not talk and just keep talking rubbish, or they get drunk, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And the bar wasn't open, so I met Steven Spielberg, and he said to me, I was introduced, and the guy said, oh, Steven, this is your, this is Dave, who's in Ken Loach's film. And Spielberg said, oh, yeah, everybody's talking about your movie in Ken. It's amazing. Congratulations, I haven't seen it. And I just went, oh, cheers. And then I thought, I better say something to him. So I said to him, how's the BFG going? And he goes, yeah, we're really pleased with it. And then I should have shut up, but I went, because, you know, Ken Loach couldn't make a film like the BFG. And Spielberg went, yeah, well, I guess not. He's more prolifical. And I went, no, he'd want a real giant in it. And I went, you can't get them. And then I went, but of course you'd know. And I was going, shut up. And he was just, his eyes were just going, this guy's mad.
Just found yourself digging a hole again and again.
And I just started going, but we used to have giants years ago, like, you know, right in, but they kept stealing all the farm animals.
Oh, my God.
So we had to get rid of them. And I was just digging myself.
Oh,
and
brilliant.
His eyes just glazing over.
Just going, what is this man talking about?
So you won't be seeing me in a Steven Spielberg film.
But we will be seeing you in other movies. I mean, I love the idea of the new British one.
Yeah.
But it is going to be international release.
Yeah,
but the one,
it's,
Walk Like a Panther, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, Fox International. It's called Walk Like a Panther. It was written and directed by Dan Kidan, who basically cut his teeth working with Guy Ritchie on Snatch and in Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels. Basically, it's about a group of retired wrestlers when World of Sport was on in England, and it was, you know, Big Daddy and all stuff. And they've been retired, and they come out of retirement for one last bout to save the local pub, because the town's all the shops are closing down, and it's about that. And basically, it's about a father and son relationship. I'm Stephen Graham's father. You know, Stephen Graham was in This Is England in Broadwalk Empire. He played Al Capone.
Young for that.
Well, you know, so I'm playing. So, and, you know, and it's about this. And it's basically along the lines of Full Monty type, brassed off, like, you know, a group of misfits come back together to try and save the local pub.
I can't wait to see it. And then, unfortunately, I mean, I could talk with you for days and days. Briefly, there are other movies that you're doing as well. You're doing a war one.
There's the one which is called Troutman, which is about the Manchester City goalkeeper, the German goalkeeper who basically was a prisoner of war. And after the war, he stayed in England, played for Manchester City, broke his neck in the FA Cup final.
And
they didn't have substitutes back then, so he just played on with a broken neck.
And it's
about him from when he was a prisoner, and I play the St. Helens manager, his first football manager, and it's a love story as well.
Yeah.
And that was filmed in Belfast and in Germany.
Yeah.
And then there's the one called Two Graves, which is a sort of revenge thriller. And the reason why I took that one, because I get shot in it. And I thought, that'd be pretty cool to get shot in a film, you know what I mean? So basically, you know, I always thought when I was a kid, oh, wouldn't it be nice to be in movies? But I never thought, you know, man, and I'm 62. I mean, I won Best Newcomer.
Last year.
62.
Incredible.
And what was great about that is I won Best Newcomer at the Empire Film Awards. And the day I got back home, I got the NHS had sent as a over-60s bowel cancer test.
That's a nice juxtaposition, isn't
Every
it?
Every time you think you're going to leave, they pull you back in.
Oh, Dave, I just think you're the sweetest man, the nicest, most down-to-earth man.
Oh, man.
Nobody could have deserved the success more.
Well,
and if you're not careful, one of those comedians you've gigged with over the last 30 years will shoot you if you keep making more movies. Yeah. And you're going to do your show at the Vodafone Comedy Carnival so people in Ireland can actually see
you. Yeah, I'm going to Galway. I'm doing that. I think it's in October.
It's in October, so we can see you there.
Yeah,
Dave
the
Johns.
Rushing Dub.
Is that where it is?
Yeah, I'm doing the Rushing Dub, yeah.
Thank you so much for joining me, man.
It's been a pleasure, mate.
Really
appreciate
it.
And happy to all my Irish friends out there. Here's a little, oh, Tora, Laura, Laura, Tora. All your mammies will be crying now. Oh, Tora, Laura, lie.
More music just like that on the way.
Al Porter, live from Edinburgh Fringe on Today FM.